the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you another beautiful song from our featured Christmas album, Great Tidings of Joy. And of course, we are continuing with our verse-by-verse study of the book of Acts, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. But just before that, don't forget, we do have our 2023 beautiful calendar, a wall calendar. So if you haven't gotten one yet, order yours today. Well, right now, let's hear God Rest Ye Merry, Gentlemen, and then the message.
God rest ye merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Now, gracious Heavenly Father, as we open Thy Word to study today, direct us by the Holy Spirit. I realize today, Father, we are studying words that are deep, powerful, and words that bring life. So direct us, O God, by the Holy Spirit. And may this be the day that someone, some dear person, will be born into the family of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday we finished our discussion about angels. Angels are mentioned 20 times in the book of Acts, and we studied 6 different occasions where angels appeared, that is, an angel, the angel of the Lord appeared, and he brought blessings, and of course, to Herod he brought judgment. Now today, I'm reading verse 20, Acts 5 and verse 20. Now the apostles were arrested, they were put in prison. The angel came down and let them or brought them out of prison. And here's what the angel said. Now this is Acts 5:20. Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Now notice, beloved, go and speak to the people all the words of this, T-H-I-S, this life. Now, what does that mean? What did God mean when he said to the angel, you go down there and you let those men out of jail and you tell them to go to the temple. Go right back to the temple and stand in the temple and tell the people all the words of this life. Now, what's he talking about? Beloved, there is such a terrible, terrible misunderstanding among people about life eternal. Jesus said, rather we read, of course, Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is life eternal, that ye might know Jesus, the only begotten of the Father. Now, let me say this, dearly beloved, in the very outset. If I can get you today to recognize what life eternal is and how you come into possession of life eternal, you'll be the happiest Christian you've ever been, and you'll enjoy your spiritual birthright as you've never enjoyed your spiritual birthright before. Listen now. In John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now then, in Him was life. In Him was life. Now, we read in Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, before the mountains were made, before the hills were made, before the rivers were made, before anything was made that was made, from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Now, stay with me, and I'll try to go slow. I wish I could slow down, and I wish I could just sit here and talk to you. I can't. I've been doing this over 32 years, and I can't change now. I wish I could. I mean, I wish I could slow down and just talk to you, but I can't. I just have to preach. That's all. Now, listen. Before anything was made that was made from everlasting, from the eternity behind us, all the way in the eternal, unending ages, in other words, ages that never did begin, because ages that are eternal ages. In the eternity behind us, God was. All right. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. Life. All right. Now, I am, well, 52 years and a little over, 52 years old plus a few weeks. And I had a birthday. I was born, and I have grown, and I've lived up until this hour. But 32 years ago, a little over now, I heard the gospel. I heard the message of God's love, and I heard the message of God's wrath the same night. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Now, I recognized that night that I was a lost sinner on the road to hell. I knew that before I went to church that night. I knew I was a lost sinner. But when the Word of God really got into my heart, I mean the Word of God enlightened me, and I realized, as I had never realized, that I was on the road to hell. I was lost. And so I received the message of the Word of God. That's all. I received what God's Word said. Not what the preacher said. The preacher read the Word, and I heard the Word, and believed the Word, and received the Word, and God saved me that night. All right. Now, that night, the very minute, the second, I'll change that minute because there are 60 seconds in a minute, and it doesn't take God but 1 second to save you. 1 second. That's all. The split second that you believe God, God saves you. So, in a second, I was transformed from a dead sinner to a living Son of God. I was transformed from a dead sinner to a living Son of God. Now, how did it happen? How did it happen? Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, remember here in the book of Acts, the Holy Ghost, of course, the angel, in this case, by God's direct message, told these disciples to go and preach all the words of this life. Now, we have all the words of this life. We have all of them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, you know. We have all of these words. All right. Now, how did I become a son of God, and what happened to me when I believed what the minister read from the Bible, and then he read to me when I went forward? Thank God for a preacher, thank God for a counselor that uses the Bible in personal work. God pity one that doesn't. God pity anybody that'll get down by a soul and try to pray them into heaven. Now, you listen to me very carefully. You can't pray anybody into heaven. You can't pray anybody into salvation. We are saved by hearing the Word of God. And don't you ever pray with anybody unless you have an open Bible before them. Now that's right, and you show them the Word of God. You get out and pray and pray and pray, and they have an emotional stir, and then they go home, and the devil says, now what happened to you? What did you do? Now you did what he told you to do. But when you get down before a soul, and you take the Bible, and you open the Word of God, and you say, here it is, line upon line, and you read the Word of God, and you leave them standing on the Word of God, and I'll guarantee you they'll be standing when the world's on fire, and the devil can't make them shake, quake, or move, or tremble. Leave them on the Word of God. All right, what happened to me? The minister that night read to me John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I believed it, I received it, I accepted it. Now here's what happened. God put within my bosom everlasting life. What did God put within my bosom? The Holy Ghost. Where do I have that? Except a man be born of the Holy Ghost, John 3:5. Except a man be born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost are certainly one Spirit. Now, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit and Spirit, they're not different. They're one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and God's Spirit are one Spirit. So God put within me the Holy Ghost. I believed the Word, and I, in my poor, ignorant way, I said, God, I don't know how to ask you to save me. But I said, God, you know what I want. You know I want to be saved. And God knew my heart. And God put within me the Holy Ghost, and God united me to the body of Christ. We're all baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. We are all made to drink into one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. Read it. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. So God put within me the Holy Ghost. Now what did God do when he put within me the Holy Ghost? Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. So Jesus is in my heart in the person of the Holy Ghost. All right, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, we are made partakers of divine nature. Now then, when God saved me, what did God do? God put within me life. I was dead up until that moment. Did you know, so far as God is concerned and so far as heaven's record is concerned, I did not exist until the night God saved me. Now, from the split second God saved me back until the day I was born, all of that has been erased, put under the blood, cast into the depths of the sea, and God has forgotten that I ever lived until the second I was saved. So far as God's record is concerned, I'm just as old as the number of days, minutes, seconds that I've been saved. I've had life. Since God saved me, I have had life, and up until that time, I was a poor, dead sinner. We read in Ephesians 2 and verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. In 1 Timothy we read, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she lives. Now sinners are referred to always as dead people. Sinners are dead. And when you become a Christian, you become a new creation. Now, the life that you receive is not new. The life, wait. The life that God puts in your bosom is not new. That life has been this life we have here in Acts 5:20. This life is as old as God. This life that I have is not new from the standpoint of God. From the standpoint of the individual who is born, they become a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new creation, but the life is as old as God, because in God was life, in Jesus was life, and Christ in you is life eternal. And if Christ is not in you, then bless your precious heart. You don't have any life eternal. Now, I'm going to one of my favorite passages. Turn to 1 John 5. 1 John 5, and I want you to hear this. It's so wonderful to me. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Now, God sent an angel, and he told those disciples, you go into the temple, and you stand up, and you tell them all the words of this life. All right. Now, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. Now, God said this about his Son, Jesus. Here's what God said. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Now, that's clear, isn't it? You don't need to call me up or write me a letter and say, Brother Green, what does that mean? You can see what it means. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Now, if you've believed on God's Son, Jesus Christ, you have in your heart the Holy Ghost, Christ in the person of the Holy Ghost, divine nature. And if you have Jesus in your heart, he witnesses with your spirit, with your inner man, that you are a child of God. Well, now you say, Brother Green, I don't have that. All right? There's only one way for you to possess such a testimony, and that's to simply believe God. Believe God. God. Just say, God, I know you sent Jesus to die for me, and I want to be saved. I want the witness in my heart. I believe Jesus died. They buried him, rose again. I believe he lives. I want Jesus in my heart. Come into my heart, Jesus, and you'll have the witness. I'll guarantee you, you'll have the witness in your heart. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him, now that's God, he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he hath not believeth not the record that God hath, that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. God hath given to us eternal life. Now how do we get this life that the angel told the apostles to tell the people in the temple? How do we get it? God gives us this life. You don't pray for it. You don't pray it into your life. You can't pray salvation into your heart. You can't pray long enough, loud enough, weep enough. You cannot call loud enough. You must believe God. He that believeth on the Son, he that believeth on the Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life, now there's that word again. You see, back here in Acts 5:20, the angel said to the apostles, you go down to the temple and you tell the people all the words of this life, all the words of this life. Now here's this life again. And this is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life. And this life, this eternal life, this life eternal is in God's Son, his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, if you're not alive, you're dead, right? You're dead if you're not alive. So if you don't have Jesus, you're dead. Oh, I know you walk and talk. I know that. You drive an automobile and run a job. I know you're making a lot of money. You're having a big time, but you're dead. You're dead. You only have just a span. You're just like vapor. Life without God is like the fog in the morning, like the vapor from the tea kettle. A span, about 6 inches, that's all. You, in other words, if you live to be 70, if you live 70 years, bless your heart, it's only a flash until you'll be screaming in the lake of fire for a drop of water to cool your poor parching tongue. God pity you. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, this is what God wants you to do. God wants you to believe on his Son. God wants you to believe on his Son. Now, God doesn't want you to say, oh, God, send me an angel. Oh, God, let me see an angel. Oh, God, let me hear it thunder. Oh, God, send me a bolt of lightning. No, God has given us the record of his Son. Now, the Bible, the New Testament especially, all 66 books of the Bible, but the New Testament especially tells us that God so loved us that he gave Jesus, and God set him forth. And God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God turned his head when Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God actually, it was a divine imperative that God forsake Jesus, because Jesus was paying the sin debt. He was paying the sin debt for you and me. And so God turned his head and Jesus died on the cross, laid his life down that we might have life. And this life is in Jesus. Now Colossians 1:27 again, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Colossians 3:3. We're hid with Christ in God. And so we sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. So if you have Jesus, you have life eternal. And the reason you have life eternal is not because you joined the church, not because you were baptized. You don't have life eternal because you don't drink liquor, because you don't cuss, because you don't gamble. You do not have life eternal because of anything good that you've done or anything bad that you have not done. You have life eternal because God so loved sinners that he set forth Jesus. He sent him to be a propitiation for our sins. God commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners and should have died and dropped into hell. God commended his love toward us and let Jesus die for us. Now then, if you believe on Jesus, then God puts within your bosom life eternal. And this is the life that was in the beginning with the Father, the life that Jesus brought down to man and declared that God is love, God is light, God is life. And when we possess Jesus, we possess divine nature. We possess God in the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit. Because if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to God. Romans 8:9. Except a man be born of the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. John 3:5. And if you're born of the Holy Spirit, you have the witness in your heart because his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And so, when the angel led the disciples out of the prison and brought them forth, he said, now you go and you stand up in the temple and you preach and you tell the people all the words of this life. All the words of this life. Now, I have just a few minutes left. I want you to turn quickly to John chapter 6. Will you turn to John 6? And I want to read you some precious, precious words. And then if time permits, I'd like to read you a couple of verses in John chapter 12. But in John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. Now the Holy Ghost borns us. But the Holy Ghost borns us through the Word. The Holy Ghost borns us through the Word. 1 Peter 1:23, the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, being born of the incorruptible seed. Now that's 1 Peter 1:23. The Spirit quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words, the W-O-R-D-S, that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now in verse 67, John 6:67, then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of what? Eternal life. The words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Now look at John 12 and verse 46. I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me shall not abide or should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and rejecteth or receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The word. And so the angel said to the disciples, now you're out of prison, and God has sent me down here to release you and to tell you to go to the temple and stand right up in the temple and tell the people all the words of this life. All the words of this life. What life? The life that was in the beginning with God, life eternal. The life that was in Jesus, the life that is the light of men. Now, if you've received Jesus, you have life. If you have received Jesus, you have life. And if you have not received Jesus, you're dead. You're dead in sin. Father, honor the precious Word of God, the precious name of Jesus, the precious shed blood, and save that soul that's nearest hell for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and as we wind down the program today, I want to remind you again, as I told you earlier, we are also winding down our gift offer D as in David. I've been telling you about it, and we've had a wonderful response to this offer, and I want you to have your opportunity to get it in your home. Now, if you can't order today or tomorrow, you have several more weeks to order, but please get the information down so that you don't forget. Now, what's in offer D? Well, it contains three great items, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more if you can. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, pray about it, ask the Lord's guidance, and do as He directs. But if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for gift offer D, I'm going to send you first a collection of sermons preached on the radio on CD entitled Angels, God's Creation. Now, this was a subset of Dr. Green's very long radio series on Bible doctrine. He broke the series into different sections, and all of us here so loved this section on angels, we decided to make it available to you separately. As I said, there are seven messages. We put them on three compact discs, and on the third disc, we gave you five songs to go along, such as Ring the Bells of Heaven, Beautiful Valley of Eden, and so on. That's the first item. Then we have The Perfect Gift. Now, this is a perfect bound book, 85 pages long, containing seven messages from Dr. Green, all about Christ's birth, the very first Christmas, and so on. A wonderful collection of messages. Along with the book, we're enclosing a companion CD of 10 beautiful instrumental Christmas songs, such as O Come, O Come Emmanuel, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and so on. Finally, we have the 4-page tract, The Truth About Christmas. What better tract to have to give out than that one right now at Christmas? Look at the ones I'm sending you and then order more to hand out. So to get all three of these items, just ask for offer D and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.